SOP number 137, we are talking back catalog. You're going to meet one of the members of the School of Podcasting, and I'm going to launch a special quick start package for people just getting into podcasting on today's morning announcement.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome aboard the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. You can find us at schoolofpodcasting.com. Everything we talk about in the show today, you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you'd like to email me, it's very easy. Just send your email to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Also, our toll-free number, 888-563-3228, or if you're outside the U.S., try 234-542-0893. And of course, if I said that too fast, just hit rewind. It's a podcast. How cool is that? Wanted to talk about a couple quick things today. Number one, going all the way back to the very first podcast I did for the School of Podcasting would take us all the way back to October 12th, 2005. That podcast was called First Podcast Always Stink. And the thought is, so many people plan the podcast, to plan it, and it doesn't really matter because no matter what you do, your first podcast is not going to be as good as your 10th podcast, your 100th podcast, your 200th podcast. You just grow and you know your audience more, and so you're going to have better content because you're going to understand what your audience needs, things like that. But the one thing I did was I used Libsyn for my media hosting. I use Cooler Websites, which is my hosting company, for my blog, which you can get a blog for $2.99 a month. And I went back and looked at my media files and realized this is from October 12, 2005. Okay, so in February of 2008, that show was downloaded 131 times. In March of 2008, 154 times. In April, 159 times. And today is May 18th. It's been downloaded 106 times this month. So when people say, should I keep my catalog up? There are some reasons to do that. Because if you think about it, people, when I talk to people who join the School of Podcasting, they hear the podcast and they go, oh, I really like your style. You seem very casual. And they get to know me. And consequently, we build that bond and that helps them then join the School of Podcasting. So in that case, leaving your content is up is a great idea. And there are some people, though, that are leaving just portions of their catalog up. I'm actually pondering this idea and putting the rest into a membership area, things of that nature. Tim from Distorted View, I know, does that. A couple other podcasts are doing that. And if you've ever thought, well, what's the whole point of that? Think about that. You know, 159 people are downloading a show that's 3 years old. And that's really helpful if you can come up with content that is evergreen. So if you think about that, that first podcast that I did back in 2005 really is still true. Now, there are some things that I've done along the way that, kind of dated if I'm talking about a convention or things of that nature. But if you've ever, hey, is anybody downloading old shows? Yeah, there are many people, especially when iTunes came out and they came out with that Get All button. If you subscribe in iTunes, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, that'll take you right over to iTunes, and you can hit subscribe, and you can also then hit get all, and you will download all of the shows of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. So I don't know if you found that interesting. I did. I was surprised. I didn't really think, 150, 160 people basically a month are downloading my old catalog, but it's still there, and they're still downloading it. So there you go. Just a little FYI to you from me from the School of Podcasting. And most of you regular listeners know that at the School of Podcasting, one of the things we do is we have weekly what we call roundtables. We call in on a teleconference line, and then we dial into a webinar where the participants can actually see my computer and they can ask questions and things like that. One of the things that one of the members came up, Brian Mundy of the DemaCast, said it'd be great if we could actually get to know some of the other members of the School of Podcasting, maybe know how they're creating their podcast and any successes they're having and things like that. And joining me now is J.R. Stanley from the Lord Lifted Me High podcast. J.R., why don't you tell us a little bit about your show?
My podcast was originally intended to be monthly. The topics are going to be interviews with various people about their Christian walk and how the Lord lifted them. My website is called LordLiftedMe.com, so it seemed like a natural fit.
And what are you using to produce your podcast?
For software, I'm using Sonar and mostly Audacity.
Everybody, a lot of people use that. What are you using for your microphone, your hardware?
My microphone is a Shure KSM-27.
And I think you said that you use some sort of USB interface to connect the microphone to the computer?
I use an Eterol UA4FX USB interface. I use it for tube emulation, which I find gives my voice a much warmer analog feeling.
Well, you've definitely got some great pipes. Now, along the way, have you had any kind of podcasting success or surprises along the way?
When I released my pilot episode, my retail website experienced a 100% increase in traffic. I was pretty excited to see it jump. While it sounds really cool that we got that doubling in traffic, I think as the podcast is out longer, as people see that I'm there, that there's no pod fade, that it will really help drive much more traffic to the website.
Excellent. That's, you know, it's another great case study of using podcasts as a traffic-generating tool. Now, what made you want to get into podcasting?
I wanted to start podcasting because I did an SEO report on my retail website, and it said that if you had a blog and a podcast, it would increase your Google PageRank. Well, that's what started me. But I've done some voice work in the past, and I'm a huge buff of old-time radio shows. So for me, it was natural to have a big microphone sitting in front of me and my imagination running wild.
I know we've spoken at the roundtables at the School of Podcasting. I know your background, you have some e-commerce and things like that. Is that the goal of the podcast, is just to help generate revenue?
My website was never about the money. It was always about my Christian walk. I think I'm very fortunate and very blessed to have the background to do web stores, and I think doing a podcast is a natural extension of that. And the goal here is to let people know that Jesus loves them. And I gotta tell you, listening to some other podcasts, especially School of Podcasting, it was really exciting getting to hear the enthusiasm or the sarcasm, and feeling like you're getting to know somebody that you've never met was exciting. So I really wanted to do podcasting.
Now, where can people find your podcast?
The URL to my podcast is LLMLive, all one word, .com.
All right. Thank you, JR, for coming on the show. Everybody go check that out. Of course, you can find everything we just mentioned. I'll have links to all the equipment you mentioned at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Something new at the School of Podcasting I talked about in the past about raising the price, things like that. What I've done instead is come up with a package. If you're thinking about getting into podcasting, I've come up with a package. It's 6 months subscription at the School of Podcasting, 1 year of blog hosting at coolerwebsites.com, as well as I will set up your blog, customize it, and I will help, you know, we'll work with you to get a script, and I'll record your intro and outro, all of that. That's a $385 package for $299. So if you're just getting ready to start into podcasting, this is a great quick start program. 6 months, again, subscription, so you get all the tutorials, all the resources. You have your blog set up. You won't have to do a thing to your blog. It'll just be ready for you to start, as well as the intro and outro of your show, which I will show you how to put into your show. It's a great deal. Like I said, normally $385, now $299. So there you go. That's what's new out of the head of Dave Jackson. So find that out at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I want to thank you for tuning in. And also, I'm going to clue you in on something that you've probably figured out here as we head out the door. The interview today with J.R. Stanley is something we'll be doing more of in the future with the members of the School of Podcasting. But number one, the quality of J.R. was very good, to the point where you go, well, that was a really clear Skype call. It wasn't a Skype call. No, we're doing something called time-shifted interviews, where I will send JR a question and he will record his answer. I will send him another question, He'll record another answer. Blah, blah, blah. And these are just going to be quick little interviews, and we're calling them time-shifted interviews. So I'm peeling back the curtain a little bit to show you that, hey, if you have to record, you know, somebody and you can't get on the same time schedule, you don't have to. Now, I think we'll all agree that because JR knew what the question was, the answer, you know, it's not going to sound quite as live and spontaneous because he knows what the question is. But if you are in a pinch and you can't sync up with people's time schedules, try a time-shifted interview. It's working so far. We got the information that we wanted, and we'll see how those work in the future. If you're a member of the School of Podcasting, check your students-only feed for the questions that I sent out and the directions on how to record that. So that is going to do it for today's episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Again, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Our email address, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Our phone number is 888-563-3228. Or if you're outside of the U.S., you can find us at 234-542-0893. Thanks for tuning in. And until we meet again, class dismissed.